brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Friday, the 14th day of January, 2011. It seems like 5 minutes ago it was last Friday and we had Bob Chapman on dropping those bombshells on Ronald Reagan and others and talking about the CMP and how the establishment controls the right wing as well as the left wing. We have a big video we just posted today, actually last night, at PrisonPlanet.tv, part one of a two-hour in-person interview with Joel Skousen. He was involved right at the beginning of the CMP and other major conservative organizations and breaks down how the Tea Party today is being infiltrated and taken over yet again and goes through all the major conservative players and from his intelligence and research who they exactly work for. And that's up on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Again, it is Friday, and we have Dr. Joel Wallach, who I had on last year, and people really wanted to have him come back to the show. And he's both a medical doctor and also a veterinarian, and he talks about how many illnesses are connected to lack of nutrition, predominantly not having enough minerals. And, of course, there are countless studies that show this, and I've worked for a large animal vet, a small animal vet, and I remember vets saying, you know, get more of this mineral, get more of that vitamin for your animal. And that was always the first course of action when they identified things that weren't like a broken leg or a prolapse or a miscarriage in a cow. I mean, a lot of times it was mineral in nature, but big mainline modern medicine doesn't ever want to give you things that are preventative or things that don't cut, burn, or poison. They want to respond to what the lack of minerals and nutrients has caused treat the crisis that has occurred instead of heading it off at the pass. So I wanted to have Dr. Joel Wallach, of course, Dead Doctors Don't Lie is the name of his syndicated radio program and his millions of fans. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. And, of course, we have our once-a-week visit with Bob Chapman as well coming up. And there'll be open phones during that Bob Chapman interview today. Okay. We've been spending the last five shows, Sunday through Thursday, spending about 80% of our time on the shooting in Tucson. And we've had to do that because it's been used as a establishment move, a counter-revolution against the American people who are trying to take their country back, as a way to demonize the First Amendment and to savage the Second Amendment as well. And so, though it was pretty much a hyped-up, blown-out-of-proportion media spectacle bordering on hoax, certainly a hoax that he was a conservative or that he was politically motivated, we now know that was a hoax, that component of it. We had to respond to it because it was a major globalist propaganda offensive. It's now blown up in their face. So the event itself is a diversion and a distraction that they've hyped up. But by resisting it, you educate people about their different propaganda programs and their different dirty tricks. And you also then snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat and really rout the enemy once again. And that has now happened, and they are running with their tail behind their legs yet again. This is not 10, 15 years ago where the feds could bomb Oklahoma City and teach us all to worship black uniforms and lick their boots and cower in fear. People more and more aware of how they seize on crises, create crises, and it hasn't worked. That said, they don't care. They're barreling on down the road with incredible developments. FBI targets critics of government with home visits after Arizona shootings. That's coming up after the break. And what's happening with Mexican gunmen firing at U.S. workers.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. It is Friday, the 14th day of January, 2011. Bob Chapman joining us on different developments in the economy and geopolitically, as he always does. Coming up today in the third hour, we have Dr. Joe Wallach joining us, who was a doctor of veterinary medicine, but also of naturopathic medicine, ND, not MD. And he is going to joining us coming up to get into what's causing so many of the illnesses and diseases in this country is lack of minerals and vitamins. And the system knows this, but they want to treat the results of the lack of minerals and vitamins and other trace elements and nutrients instead of giving you the things that are preventative. And so I want to be talking with him coming up later in the next hour. You noticed last week the federal government had to admit that sodium fluoride is causing dental fluorosis and a lot of other degenerative type diseases and problems. We're seeing an almost near reversal, and they're doing that because they know that there is massive resistance building worldwide, not to just things like NAFTA and GATT or the World Trade Organization or the private Federal Reserve, or the TSA, but on fluoride. Lawsuits are being filed at city and county level as people discover that it's a listed poison and that other poisons are being added under the name fluoride. the vast majority, over 90% of toxicologists, scientists, neurologists are going public, writing books, signing petitions. The major unions of the Food and Drug Administration and the EPA have gone to Congress in the last 11 years multiple times. I mean, it's building towards a crescendo. And so the establishment is saying, okay, we'll cut it from 1.2 parts per million, and some places is as high as 4 parts per million. We'll, you know, we'll cut it down to maybe 3 parts or 0.3 parts per million or 0.5 parts per million, because they are already moved on to using sodium fluoride as a pesticide on crops, and it goes through the cell wall and bioaccumulates. They've already got the chemical weapon system in literally thousands of processed foods at levels hundreds of times above 1 part per million. I mean, I've seen cases of it in powdered eggs of 600 parts per million. I mean, it's just, I always wondered why growing up, if I was on a camp out or something and ate powdered eggs, I'd throw up. I mean, I'm somebody who loves eggs. My body was like poison. You know, danger, Will Robinson. And they're also, of course, in the toothpaste, it's hundreds of times above 1 part per million. So they're hitting you and hitting you hard there. So they're going, okay, you want to win a fight? Okay, we'll back off. We'll cut it by half or more. You win. Because it's very important they be able to continue adding the lead, the mercury, the uranium, the radium, and other radioactive isotopes into your water to sterilize you. And, of course, that's in the government documents and Rockefeller documents we've covered and gone over here. And we've had Dr. Paul Connett on, toxicologist, biologist, breaking all that down, PhD. And that video is at prisonplanet.tv. So these are real public service announcements that we can do and actually help people. Now, for the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to get into a smattering of important news. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this story that I'm about to introduce in more detail. Headline, Witch Hunt, FBI Visiting Conservative Bloggers After Tucson Shootings. This is so outrageous. I don't have words to describe how serious this is. And they are visiting people in multiple states, Arkansas, you name it, who said nothing threatening and asked polite questions at public events about budgets and about campaign donations. And remember, I played the clip yesterday of elected Democrats in Missouri and other states saying, if you say things that we say aren't true about Obama, that he's not a Christian or that he's a Muslim, we will arrest you. So don't think they won't do it. Just like you didn't believe they'd confiscate guns in Katrina from even the high and dry, wealthy areas where they had generators and food. Their first target wasn't bring food and water to the people at the Astrodome that they blocked from leaving the city. They wouldn't let them go out over the highways. They shot them if they tried to leave. The cops that followed orders by the feds, by the way, were hung out to dry and put in prison for that. So that's a good lesson for you. No, they sent the military out under FBI command with police from all over the country in a giant orgy of tyranny, violating the Bill of Rights, and they took the guns. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. And then we saw the videos of police dragging out the burglar bars on banks and on pawn shops, stealing the jewelry, police robbing en masse, actually kicking looters out of Walmart that still had electrical power, still had everything. The surveillance cameras were rolling. And then the cops just start loading Sony PlayStations up. It was a celebration of evil. That's what you have to look forward to when there's a blizzard in New York. The government people party and sit on their butts as little babies die on freezing mall floors for 9 hours. When there's a Katrina, they're coming for your guns and they keep them and sell them for themselves. And they go in Walmart and they rob the banks. Every time there's a crisis in history, armies and police loot and steal. Oh, sure, 60, 70, 80% of the cops just go, I'm not going to be part of this and go home. But the lawless 30% rob and rape and kill. And we now know robbing, raping, killing. The real looters were the police and military in Katrina. on record. I had witnesses on who were there when the cops were shooting people on the bridge, and listeners couldn't believe it, and later they were convicted of it. I had listeners on who were part of the relief effort that said the military demanded to see women's breasts and privates for water, and if they wanted to be taken out, they had to go behind the building and have sex with them. Now, our military's got a lot of good people, but it's also got a lot of gangbangers and foreigners and you name it, filling it up. And let me tell you, they're having a good time. And if you think the government can and will protect you, you're insane. It's a rotten fish, and they rot from the head up, run by foreign offshore criminal banks, rotting right down towards the tail. And look, I'm not just picking on police. Every major societal study shows the general public within 10 days will rob and kill for food. Within 15 days, almost everyone, it's close to 100%, will eat man flesh. They will roast a baby on a spit. They will take your wife and gut her and eat her. They will take you and they will gut you. The general public out there, these wanting, pathetic, fake, moralizing liberals and mainline conservatives and people that are these domesticated, self-propelled stomachs will eat you within 15 days if they're not given food by the government as we go into this depression. Now, the globalists plan to never let it get to that. They're going to let things fall apart and then use the giant screaming mob as their battering ram to destroy the middle class and complete the United States journey into complete despotism, just like Argentina, just like Nigeria, just like Romania, just like countless other countries. It's all being lovingly prepared, and we have the IMF World Bank documents where they planned it in the third world. They call it the IMF riot. They engineer it with precision. And then you will beg for the SWAT teams and the military, because even though they might rape your wife, at least they'll machine gun the horde running towards you to literally rob you and beat you to death. Remember the media saying, how dare the Korean shopkeepers hold off the mobs that wanted to burn down their businesses? They were the bad guys in Los Angeles. You will be the bad guy if you try to defend your business or your home. You will be the one that's evil if you shoot looters. You will be the one that's evil if things break down with no food and water for 15 days and people start trying to roast you. Oh, and under Mao's great reorganization, even mainline Chinese books, government approved, I've even got the Nightline on this from like 15 years ago on tape, somewhere around here, that they had giant pots stewing people up in them, and their favorite was children, just giant pots roasting and boiling the dead, and that's what the great communist death machine fed off of. It was fueled by human flesh. Now, that's the extreme we could go to, and there's a lot of ugly places to go on the way to that, but something different has happened here in this republic. We own guns. We own firearms. This republic is armed. And so they're not going to be able to have their Nazi Germany blood feast. They're not going to be able to have their Soviet blood feast. They're not going to be able to have their bloodthirsty orgy like Pol Pot did, funded by the U.S. government on record, declassified. Zbigniew Brzezinski has now written two books bragging on that. In the same books he brags about founding Al-Qaeda as well. Who can then menace us? Oh, let the government take all your rights and surveil you. It's to protect you from Al-Qaeda. It's a little sock puppet they're running and funding. And it is a vicious little sock puppet as well. It does bite. Oh, let us take your rights. This enemy's coming. Oh, never mind. Our hand is manipulating it. Don't look at the big globalist government over here. Look at the scary Al-Qaeda puppet. In fact, I've got to order online an Al-Qaeda puppet so I can... Basically, I have Mr. Rogers TV here. Okay, see, I just ranted for a whole segment because I'm so freaked out fundamentally. We were mourning last night in this office. We were mourning. I worked up here till about 8:30. We were mourning the information that we've now seen. We were staggered. We were freaked out. That's a normal response at what unfolded. And I haven't even gotten to it yet. I should be speechless by this, but this is just the latest what you're about to hear. They're going to peaceful, conservative bloggers' homes and businesses and basically threatening them and asking them if they're violent. Well, why am I freaked out? I've had the FBI here asking me that before, and the Secret Service. And it gets worse. Just wait till I break this down. Stay with us.
New year,
new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLive. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Political police force has been set up in America. From before the time that Obama was elected, it was his destiny to carry the ball of the New World Order down the field until a new puppet came in. So understand, this isn't just coming from Obama. This is the offshore banking cartel's agenda. They've engaged in all this looting and all this, you know, criminal takeovers of society. They've got to have a rear guard action now to protect themselves as they run off with all the loot from the crimes they've committed. I mean, they've been steering a giant empire for their own gain. They've got to continue that fraud. And so now all over the country, Arkansas and other states, the FBI is visiting mainline peaceful bloggers who have asked questions about campaign contributions of congressmen and people, and they're asking them, are you violent? So not only has it been proven to be a hoax that this shooter in Tucson, Arizona, was a conservative, that's been proven to be a total hoax now, you know, on record. If anything, he was a leftist. I mean, that was all his major affiliations. And that doesn't stop the FBI, and it doesn't stop local media around the country from reporting on how it's a good thing to have the FBI visit bloggers. After all, they're the mainstream media, and they don't like that those bloggers have bigger audiences in many cases than they do, and why they're teamed up with the government to check into this, because, you know, free speech might be terrorism. So you're seeing the conversion now from, oh, this whole police state's for the foreign Muslims, to, oh, it's for the returning veterans and gun owners, and, oh, bloggers, and there's white Al-Qaeda everywhere. And that's the big article. We have the videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get it out to everybody out there. I think this is Drudge Report material. Witch hunt. FBI visiting conservative bloggers after Tucson shootings. And here they are with a straight face in Arkansas talking about it. I'm not going to play the whole newscast. If you want to see it, it's up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
An Ozark man says he's far from public enemy number one, but he felt like it earlier this week. He was interviewed by the FBI because he's considered a threat to a newly elected politician. KSPR's Joanna Small joins us now live with more details. Joanna.
Lee, congressmen and women, senators and politicians across the United States are pinpointing people they say could pose a threat to their safety. This in light of the assassination attempt on Gabrielle Giffords that landed her in critical condition and six people dead. Still, this local man says he's no Jared Loughner.
Clay Bowler says you're watching the worst of it.
Billy, on November 23rd, you made a $1,000 donation to Roy Blunt. Were you fed up with federal spending before or after you made that donation?
He claims these were the most confrontational encounters he ever had with then-candidate, now-Congressman Billy Long.
Okay, that's enough.
Billy Long. Never.
But Bowler,
notice how they put it off on him like he's got to explain himself. He goes out to a campaign event, follows the guy along with the rest of the press, and points out that the guy isn't really a conservative and is giving money to candidates that are for big government. I mean, that's real journalism, and he gets an FBI visit. This is an attempt at intimidation. Now, on top of all of this, yesterday, Jason Douglas made some unbelievable discoveries, and he wrote two stories on this subject for Infowars.com. One is Stop, Think, Connect. DHS announces new fear agenda. The other story deals with citizens being trained that people buying guns and engaged in political speech may be terrorists. And we have the Department of Homeland Security FEMA Ready Kids report here. And it says children are our future. And then they have a subsidiary, the Red Dirt Ready report of OK.gov, and it says this is how you tell if you're dealing with a terrorist. Note-taking, using binoculars, individuals avoiding eye contact. I was in a Best Buy a few days ago to buy some DVDs because I like to watch movies when I jog on the treadmill, and I was dressed nice, and I went in, and they had a plainclothes security guard kind of follow me around, and I'd look down to see what movies were there, and he'd come and stand by me. And I started getting a little irritated, and I was looking at him, and then he wouldn't make eye contact. But then I just said, I'm not going to get mad. I'm going to get out of here. But then I saw him kind of follow me, and then they kind of said something, and I went up with like five videos, and I bought them. And the woman said, let me see your driver's license. Let me see your ID, your credit card, because I was paying with a credit card. And I just said, look, this is like an airport now. I'm never going to come in Best Buy again. And then the guy wanted to search me in my little bag when I left with my five movies. And they were doing it to everybody else. It's just like, you're a slave, you're scum, you're bad, and everybody's a secret police agent. But continuing here, it says buying guns or ammunition is now a sign of terrorism. And it says political speech is controversial issues being debated. Go ahead and call Homeland Security on your neighbors for that. This is what kids are being trained to do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so now we learn that different areas of the country, Homeland Security is visiting conservative bloggers' homes and businesses and asking them if they're planning to attack members of Congress and others, if they simply ask questions politely. And the message is, you sit down, you shut up. You don't do that, or we're basically going to come out and say that you're a terrorist. Now, on top of this, you know at the 9,000 locations, malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, 845-plus Walmarts, that they're putting in some cases, dozens and dozens of telescreens at every checkout counter. They have a telescreen telling you to basically spy on other people that are shopping, watch your neighbors. And, of course, we knew that there would be new announcements. And they have like an AP news scroll on the bottom to make it newsy. They now have a new report saying the Internet is under threat. Watch the websites you visit. Don't worry. This is Cybersecurity Month. Homeland Security is going to be taking over the Internet for your safety. And then you read the architecture of the Cybersecurity Act. It basically admits that they're going to hack up the web as we know it, have Internet ID trackers. The president's announced that. that they are going to start taxing it, and that they're going to make you serve under National Compulsory Service. That's the domestic security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. That's a TSA-run Homeland Security amalgamation. You notice the Congress is saying they want TSA as their security now on the streets, their own little private federal goon force on top of Secret Service. Well, it's the same thing here. Now this new cybersecurity making youth go into government training programs in high school to fight propaganda on the web that is going out and countering you and I that are speaking out against them while the FBI visits us and harasses us. I mean, this is the authoritarian police state takeover of the web. And here it is out of Oklahoma in partnership with Homeland Security. This is OK.gov/RedGirtReady, which, of course, is the name of the FEMA Homeland Security Program, you know, ready.gov. And it says, do you have binoculars? Are you taking photographs or videos? Individuals avoiding eye contact. It continues here. It says that if you are at a hotel and that if you order room service but don't want them inside your room, I mean, a few weeks ago I was with my wife and children in a hotel, and they were all in their pajamas, and we ordered some food at about 9 at night. We were going to, you know, watch TV, something we rarely do, a treat for the kids. And we'd already ordered room service at about 7. We were going to let them have some desserts because we were on vacation. That's right. So some ice cream and milk and stuff was coming up. And I was wearing a shirt and shorts, but my wife was in her nightgown. And she said, don't let them in. And so I went over and went outside and signed it. It says go ahead and call Homeland Security if you do that. So, again, I'm a terrorist as well. All of this is a net so wide that, see, everyone is guilty. Everyone is suspect. The terrorists are hiding under the table. They're hiding in the pantry. They're hiding in the basement, in the attic, in the bushes. Only Homeland Security will keep you safe. It's all about this total climate of fear. This total climate of fear that, I mean, there's this new video where Homeland Security is announcing it now, 9,000 locations these are being put in. And they're now announcing they're going to put them on highways and in public squares, just big announcements. And they said, don't worry, we want the public involved in the new program. And so we're going to have cash prizes for people and that produce PSAs about internet danger and how bad the internet is. And don't trust anyone. Don't trust your neighbors. Don't trust the internet. Only trust the government run by bankers that are stealing your pension funds right now. I mean, they're really getting gearing up for the full announcement. We're in a depression. They're just stalling, saying the economy's great. Don't worry. Record job losses, record housing price slumps, dollar devaluation. Shut up. Oh, look, the terrorist that shot the congresswoman, he didn't like the Federal Reserve. Don't talk bad about the Federal Reserve. You're a terrorist. FBI is going to visit you. And they're just creating this hysteria. So it says, go ahead and call Homeland Security. This is being given to school children in Oklahoma. If you hear controversial issues being debated, and they're telling us now what controversial issues are. Are you talking about the monetary system? Little people aren't supposed to be talking about those high and mighty things. You just let the bankers run things. They'll take care of it like they've done all over the world. They're nice men in suits, like Mr. Madoff and Ken Lay. Mr. Bernanke's going to take... Now, never mind that Congress asked where the trillions went and they won't say. Did nothing to see here. Move along. You don't want an FBI visit, do you? You don't want to be on a no-fly or no-work or no-gun-buy list, no judge or jury. You better sit down and shut up, and everything will be okay, because together we thrive. Meaning sit down and shut up and do what the television and Barack Obama tells you. The message is, you criticize government and corruption, you're going to get an FBI visit. You sit down and shut up, you're going to thrive. And all these Obama supporters for 2 years thought they were going to get free houses, free cars. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I don't have to have a job anymore. I'm going to get free health care. Did you get that? Turns out it allows the government to cut the quality of care for everybody and to set up death panels and not give old people treatment and to force 30-plus million people to buy overpriced insurance because the insurance companies wrote it. Do you suckers that are born every minute like what happened? I'm talking to those mainline idiot liberals that think we're going to be safer, like you are in Chicago and New York, if we disarm the public. Then you can have a total crime-ridden system run by crooks on top in government with their little buddies, the crooks on bottom, feeding on everybody. You like that? So this is all so over the top now, and we've got a big video that I shot last night that Rob Deuce stayed up all night to get up. It's on the InfoWarrior channel. It's the top video at the Alex Jones video channel. We're going to get posted right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's got the headline up there on InfoWars.com, similar to the article, Witch Hunt, FBI Visiting Conservative Bloggers After Tucson Shootings. We have a video of the same title that's 18 minutes long that is extremely powerful that everybody needs to see. Remember, a lot of the public doesn't read now. So those of you that are reading, our higher IQ audience on average, you need to send the video on to those that are basically at a fifth grade level of the general public. And maybe we can get them out of their trance. In fact, we are having some success resuscitating the fires of liberty in many people's minds. And then again, Jason Douglas's two other articles that went up last night. Oklahoma Homeland Security says controversial debate, suspicious behavior. And they're telling us what's controversial. You don't talk about government corruption. You don't talk about the Federal Reserve. You don't talk about monetary issues. You don't talk about crooks in government. You sit down and you shut up. And if we sit down and shut up, see, they know the general public's being conditioned just to accept tyranny. But this is also a message to those of the people that are awake and about to get involved. It's like, you don't want men in black uniforms to come. See, that's why so many people that watch my show, listen to my radio show, watch it streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv, they can't believe I'm real, even though all the fruits of what we've done. They can't believe someone's bold, someone has courage, someone is announcing a contest against the government contest where they're saying, make contest about not trusting other citizens, not trusting the Internet. I'm going to have a contest exposing the TSA rollout of the telescreens brainwashing people. I mean, I'm there engaging them. I'm on the field as an example, confronting these people at point-blank range in the info war. Okay? I've been physically attacked. I'm demonized. George Soros publications say, I will be responsible for the next Oklahoma City. We have been sent the secret army documents where the army is surveilling yours truly. I am surveilled by the U.S. Army, okay, because we're hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. We are real defenders of the Republic. We are picking up the mantle of those that fought in 1776 against tyranny. We are the real Americans. We are the red-blooded Americans. We are the red, white, and blue, regardless of what color or religion. If you love liberty, you're a red-blooded American. And so we're the enemies of these foreign banking usurpers that are butchering our country. I mean, what more does it take? 1984 telescreens saying don't trust your neighbors. 1984 messages, and they're going to get more and more crazy. They're going to be airing in the 9,000 locations citizen-made propaganda and corporate-made propaganda about how dangerous the Internet is. This is their propaganda push to force their way in to take over the web. They've announced it. PC World yesterday. We told you a year ago, but it's PC World yesterday. Internet ID program to be implemented. It's been announced. All the new Microsoft operating systems already have it built into them. You'll have to thumbprint to get online. They're moving at warp speed. It's real. Now, here's an even bigger development. If we give in to the intimidation, they win. It means total enslavement if we don't buck up and say, you know what, I'm not intimidated by you. Just like when a bully starts a fight with you, this is a political bully. We're not calling for violence. We're calling to stand up to these violent people in this violent state with its violent propaganda and its IRS that comes with guns if you don't pay all the money they claim you're owed and the property taxes. They will come with a gun. They will kill you if you resist when they try to take your house. They are the violent ones. They're trying to make you think you're the violent ones. You're the bad ones. They're teaching you that political discussion is evil. They're bringing in classical tyranny, and they're counting on us not standing up and saying no to them right now. Now, I want to get into this. They are making the case, and I'm going to make the case 110%. I will absolutely prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that Rachel Maddow, America's favorite Boy Scout, I am going to absolutely make the 110% case that they are the un-American enemies of the Republic. They are the children of the authoritarian past. And we are the children of the Renaissance, of liberty, of the Enlightenment, of the Awakening, of the Flower of Freedom, 1776. We are the children of liberty. They are the children of tyranny. Okay, it's that simple. And I will prove it now, incontrovertible. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Rachel Maddow demonizing Congressman Brown, who's been on, Congressman Paul and myself, implying that we are calling for violence and that we are going to carry out violence. And then she says that, you know, it's un-American. I have the Declaration of Independence right here. This is America. More than the Bill of Rights, more than the Constitution. This is it. This was when some of the most powerful men that had a lot to lose put their names, their lives, their treasure. A lot of them got killed. A lot of their families and children got killed when they put their name on this, when they signed their John Hancock. This is America. If you don't stand for this, if you don't kiss the ring of this, you're not an American. This is it. Nothing is more Americana. It ain't apple pie and baseball, folks. It isn't Chevy cars, okay? That's the fruit of liberty. This is the root. This is the root. The liberty and the wealth is the fruit. This is the root. This is putting it on the table. This is saying, you're tyrants and I'm calling you out. When they were sending trained murderers to kill these men, burning down their farms. This is the root of liberty. And what does it say here? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object invents a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. It is not our right, it is our duty to throw off this tyrannical government. But we are the government. We created this government. And so we have a right to get in the face of these crooks and to get angry and to get focused and to rile people up. That's how you get things done in the face of tyranny, to take our republic back through the states, through the Congress. But they're not going to let that happen. They're going to blow up new Oklahoma cities and blame it on us. They've got the talking points out saying they're going to do it. Even Glenn Beck has to admit that. It isn't going to work. We've got to have courage in the face of these criminals or there is no future. Now, let's go ahead now. Here she is demonizing Ron Paul, Congressman Brown, myself, Rachel Maddow. I think she's one of the most well-spoken men on MSNBC. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Rachel, Mr. Maddow, last night going after Ron Paul, you name it. Here it is.
Fellow patriots, we have a lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution, and they're right down the mall in the Congress of the United States.
That's Paul Brown, representative.
And right down Independence Avenue in the White House of the United
States. They can't stand us. We're calling them out.
It's not about my ability to hunt, which I love to do. It's not about the ability for me to protect my family and my property against criminals, which we have the right to do. But it's all about us protecting ourselves from a tyrannical government of the United States.
That's America right there. That's an American.
Second Amendment, not about hunting or self-defense. It's about citizens having the ability to overthrow the tyrannical government of the United States. That's Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia speaking last April. E.J. Dionne wrote about this at the Washington Post today. He found Republican Congressman Ron Paul making roughly the same argument in print 5 years ago, quoting Mr. Paul, quote, "The Second Amendment is not about hunting deer or keeping a pistol in your nightstand. It's not about protecting oneself against common criminals. It's about preventing tyranny. The founders knew that unarmed citizens would never be able to overthrow a tyrannical government as they did. The muskets they used against the British Army were the assault rifles of that time." Again, the argument here is that the Second Amendment exists so Americans can overthrow the government. That is a view. It is a radical view of gun policy.
Back it up a little bit. No, it's not a view. It's the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Maddow. Okay? I'm sorry that a lot of men in this country still wear pants and aren't going to be the slaves of Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I'm sorry that some of us have read 1984 and know telescreens going in at locations everywhere telling us to spy on our neighbors isn't freedom. You like to pose as a liberal? The real liberals were the founding fathers, classical liberals. Liberal means freedom, the opposite of what you deliver. And you don't like it. Now she goes after yours truly. Here it is.
That time. Again, the argument here is that the Second Amendment exists so Americans can overthrow the government. That is a view. It is a radical view of gun policy.
No, it's not. Americans are asked, why are you buying guns? They're buying it for civil unrest and to fight back against government tyranny.
It's conservative talk radio host Alex Jones.
Yeah.
We essentially have two choices.
That's enough from Mr. Maddow.
What kind of country we are.
Yeah, I'm done with these people, okay? I'm done. I'm done with their violence, their wars killing millions of people. And I want to tell conservatives something. If you want to really save America and you're really a conservative, say no to the wars. Say no to the torture. Say no to the empire. That is not a conservative position. And you notice the last 2 years in a row, Ron Paul gets standing ovations at CPAC, the most powerful Republican meeting, when he says that. Look, the system is panicking. We're taking over the liberal wing, the right-wing wing. We're taking America back, and you guys are going to try to stage events to make us look mad? Go ahead and try, terrorist.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of Mr. Maddow. That's back when Mr. Maddow was the spokesman nationwide for big and tall men shops. I'm sorry. In the face of this tyranny, I just can't handle it. Oh, man. Hey, be who you are, Mr. Maddow. I just can't handle it. These people have all got an axe to grind. They want to make us think and act the way they do. Look, I want you to have liberty, Mr. Maddow. Do what you want. Leave me and mine alone. We don't want to be brainwashed by you. We don't want to be under your control grid. But you're saying this is somehow un-American, that we're talking about the Declaration of Independence and our right and our duty. I mean, go read the Declaration of Independence. I challenge every police officer listening. Read the Declaration of Independence and then ask, are you following this? No, this is the opposite. You are taught the Declaration of Independence is bad. I have FEMA videos of police being taught that. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. Of course, it was shot by good people in the meeting. And the truth is, I've seen national polls of 98% of cops being pro-Second Amendment. But the problem is, under peer pressure, they went ahead and confiscated the guns. They had cops from all over the country in New Orleans. We're at a crossroads here, and they've got the FBI going out to conservative bloggers' houses, going along with the hoax that conservatives influence this guy on hallucinogens completely out of his mind. It's ridiculous. Only in a collectivist, authoritarian state, under the Nazis and the communists, if somebody did something wrong on your block, you got in trouble for it. That's not the American way. That's not freedom. Just 30, 40 years ago, the U.S. was the model of the world. It wasn't perfect, but it wrote the book on freedom. Now it's selling tyranny worldwide as liberty. This is not land of the free, home of the brave. We've got to make it that again. We got our guests coming up at 8 after, but I got a bunch of other news I want to get to here. I just want to really ask listeners today to get this. You know what? We've actually begun to fail getting the number one search term. We'd always gotten it in the past. Lately, I guess because of such big news days, we've only been getting second place, third place. I'd like to make this number one today. I'd like to make Witch Hunt FBI, it's got to be a little, you know, bit of a complex term or other news will come up, and it'll take people to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and all of your blogs and sites that post it as well. Witch Hunt FBI, again, Witch Hunt FBI visiting conservative bloggers after Tucson shootings. I mean, this is commissars. This is political police. This is hardcore. Let's search that term. Let's make it number one. I'm going to enter it into the Google and then hit enter over and over again. Witch Hunt FBI. And they got local newscasts in the story we put together, posted there, like it's normal. Why, he asked about campaign contributions, politely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible. This is unacceptable. What does the Oklahoma report bordering Arkansas. What does it say? It says, are they talking about controversial issues at a political meeting? Go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. Watch their speech. This is what the threat fusion centers are. This is the secret police takeover. We're going to come back and get into a bunch of other news, and we're going to get into health news, places we can at least take action and protect ourselves. Before I go any further, this radio broadcast is possible because of your support, support with the sponsors, visiting the online video bookstore that also has T-shirts, ball caps, you know, anti-New World Order stuff. The government would call it terrorist because it's American. You know, dyed in the wool, heart of America, doesn't get any more Americana. They hate it because they're not Americans. They're the enemy, foreign globalists. It's real simple. We've been conquered by financial crooks, put in a police state to make sure they can get away with it. Check out the online video T-shirt bookstore area at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to ask about combos and specials, 888-253-3139. Got a lot of new big exclusive videos also at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.